Rick Emerson radio program. It's 503-733-2970. You can email if you like. It's rick@rickemerson.com. rick@rickemerson.com. Ladies and gentlemen, will you please make way for your president, prophet, seer, and revelator?
It's time for the Rick Emerson Noon News Hour from AM 970 Solid State Radio. And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
People of monsters. Somebody placed a fake ad on Craigslist inviting everyone to come and take whatever they want for free from a Tacoma home. Naturally, the public applies it. And the only problem is, the owner wasn't told about this. Homeowner Lori Ray said there's little left of the home. The outside of the home was trash. The inside nearly gutted and covered with graffiti.
Bam.
Devastated. Even the light fixtures are gone.
Everything must go.
Windows? Yes, even the kitchen sink. Oh, they take the front door, too. I used to have a nice vinyl window here. From the light fixtures of the hot water heater, everything is gone.
That's genius.
Neighbors reported seeing strangers hauling stuff away from her home, seemingly looking to salvage material.
It's funny, being Tacoma, though, no one called the cops. Because really, what are the cops going to do? The cops probably wouldn't even go to that city anymore. The cops just stand in Seattle and look over and watch the smoke coming up from that city.
In the ad, it says, come and take whatever you want. Everything's free. Please help yourself to anything on the property.
That's so terrible. But, I mean, what are you going to do? In the city of Tacoma, it does seem, I mean, look, it probably seemed more than likely that she was going to prison or had been killed. So, you know, what are you going to do? Does it say why none of the neighbors, I mean, look.
Let's see here.
I don't care about anybody in my neighborhood, but if I just saw an endless procession of cars coming to the guy across the street's place and just taking out all of his crap and spray painting his house, it might occur to me to let the man know. And really, all joking aside, it seems like since it is Tacoma, there's probably a cop rolling down that block every 40 seconds anyway.
Jesus. No, it doesn't say. So it's Tacoma.
Whatever you do, you shouldn't do this to anybody you know.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, there's some fake cheerleaders roaming around trying to get you to subscribe to magazines. Well, there are no magazines and these aren't real cheerleaders. Four people arrested for this door-to-door magazine scam, and they're scamming the good people of Lake Oswego. 19-year-old Tasha Marshall of Warsaw, Indiana, and 18-year-old Amanda Wheatley of Newark, Ohio, have been arrested. The two teens work in the neighborhood near Palisades Elementary School in Lake Oswego. They say they were cheerleaders and needed money for a trip to a camp in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently they also said they're trying to raise money for cheerleading camps.
Hello.
College baseball teams.
Used to be addicted to crack.
And Dornbeckers.
And Dornbeckers. So they're not doing it for their children. They're callously using children. Well, they're people. I mean.
And apparently there's a team of girls doing this with them.
Well, are they hot? That's really what everybody wants
not
to know.
Not really. I mean. That would arouse some suspicion.
That would be that's what everybody in the audience wants to know is whether the fake cheerleaders are hot. So, all right. Well, if they're not, that speaking of hot cheerleaders and, well, really not. Have you seen that photo today on the internet about the firefighter who got arrested for dressing in drag in the park?
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh, God. The story itself is not all that interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You read it and it's about some firefighter somewhere like Akron, Ohio or someplace. And he got busted for walking through a city park late at night wearing only a bra and panties. And he's a guy who just stuffed his junk into some panties and is wearing a bra with some water balloons inside. And he's walking in a bad, ill-fitting wig. The story itself is just like it's a decent exposure or whatever. It's really the picture that makes it gold. So I'm not going to spend time talking about it. But if you've been online today, you've seen that story. Let's see. Kyle, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello. Fantastic. Travis, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
Hey, about that atomic wedgie. It's always been my impression that the atomic wedgie is when you take the underwear and then you pull it over the guy's head.
See, but I don't think that can really be done. You can't look, I'm looking at myself right now. Use me as the benchmark. Sarah, how from the top of my pants here, my belt line, to the top of my head, that's like a good 3 feet.
That's like 3.5 feet.
There's no way.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's physically possible, but, you know, that's always been my impression growing up, you know. It might be easier to do on little kids, too, especially if they got some loose-fitting underwear or something. I don't know.
Such a horrible statement.
Also, there's a good video on the internet of this of a wedgie where these kids are at a bunk bed and they put the kid's underwear over the bedpost on the top of the bunk bed and the kid jumps down.
Oh, I see.
It's priceless.
Really? Yeah, it was on the VH1 show. Yeah, I've seen that.
Wait, let me understand. Do they hang him from the bedpost using his underwear?
Yeah, they supported him while they flipped his underwear, the band over the bedpost, and then
yes.
Let him go, and he cries in pain. It's amazing.
I love this country and technology. Excellent.
Oh,
thank you.
Great. Thank you.
There you go. That's Travis.
Yeah, that atomic wedgie is sort of like a, your gum stays in your stomach for 7 years kind of a thing.
I don't think anybody really knows what the atomic wedgie is.
John, you've got information on this house in Tacoma?
Yeah, they had it on the news this morning. They showed pictures of it and everything else. And they basically thought that this was done by somebody. The ad was placed by somebody that this woman had pissed off.
What I was thinking is they put that together.
How badly would you have to piss somebody off to let them to have them do this to you?
Oh man, I've already got a list of people I want to do that to.
Yeah,
I mean, really, that's fantastic. That's, you know what it is, because the internet and Craigslist and so forth, it's the internet audience out there, it's like having a horde of bees that you can just sort of direct at somebody who's displeased you.
Oh, okay.
Was the house just decimated? Was it just destroyed?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Excellent. All right, that's John. Well done. All right, here's Tim Riley.
Is it hot where you are? Well, it's going to be. Temperatures in the 70s today by 80. On Friday.
Really?
What?
Here?
Yes.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Record-breaking temperatures.
All right.
Child rape and molestation charges have been filed against a 30-year-old woman who posed as a teenage boy and assaulted a 14-year-old girl. Lorelei Josephine Kupaz pretended to be a 17-year-old boy named Mark. She befriended a teenage girl at a shopping mall, and the family allowed Mark to live with them. Because they thought he was the young girl's new boyfriend.
Now, if you saw the photo of this woman, she's sort of a husky black woman, very short, close-cropped hair. I guess maybe if you were sort of squinting your eyes and weren't looking real close, but it's still, I mean, you know, the giveaway is always, is the Adam's apple thing and the teeth for some reason. Because guys typically got teeth that are all gnarled up. She has nice, smooth female teeth.
What about the Adam's apple for, like, Ann Coulter?
I don't know. Ann Coulter, I think Ann Coulter is the recipient. She's that Jamie Lee Curtis urban legend has just been taken and grafted onto Ann Coulter. Because that was always, there was this urban legend that I guess still goes around about Jamie Lee Curtis being a hermaphrodite. And I'm not saying it's true. No one knows that
it's just one man's opinion.
So to speak. One man's opinion. The only Christopher Guest knows for sure. The variation on the urban legend is that some teacher at the University of Washington allegedly a few years ago used her as an example of hermaphrodism in nature, blah, 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 blah. And I mean, that's one of those, it's probably not true. She's probably just kind of manly looking. First of all, Jamie Lee Curtis is hot. Secondly, she only looks sort of masculine when she's got that really thatchy short hair.
You're just picturing her dancing in the seduction scene in True Lies.
I really am not. I really am not. I'm picturing her topless and trading places. That's what that's everybody my age. That was our real introduction to Jamie Lee Curtis as a woman. All the guys who are my age first knew her as Laurie Strode in Halloween. And then she was in Prom Night, I think. And then she was in Trading Places where she was topless. It was like every time she'd walk on the screen. It must have just said that in the script. Pages 15 through 40. Blah, 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 blah. And Jamie Lee is topless. With just, I mean, massive breasts, really, it must be said. And it seems like they've gotten a lot smaller over the years. But there was a time when they were just huge. And then there was the True Lies thing, which I don't really find sexy. That's just sort of disturbing. Scotty's typing, hermaphrodite or not, she's hot. All right. That's the spirit, Scotty. Way to be inclusive. So, Ann Coulter is the latest recipient of that. Here's Tim Riley.
Hundreds of foreign tourists, including some American students, have been safely evacuated from a Greek ship that ran aground near an Aegean island. All 1,153 passengers and 300 crew members of the Greek-registered Sea Diamond were evacuated. Apparently, there was a big hole in the hull when it hit some rocks. A Greek TV showed scenes of passengers climbing down the side of the listing ship on escape ladders and into boats. Everybody got away. Could have been a Titanic type of thing. But it's hotter over there, I think. All the 15 British sailors and Marines kidnapped by Iran have been returned to England. The group touched down this morning at Heathrow aboard a British Airways Airbus. Shortly after they came off the aircraft, the grandmother of one of them says he and his family are able to breathe a sigh of relief.
I'm spent out, you know, I'm just worn out now. I'm just full of emotions, but all good ones now.
There'll be some celebrations at home.
Oh, my daughters.
The daughters.
I think they came down here and celebrated. They had champagne at home. But we missed that because we was tired out and we just went home early. But no, they celebrated.
All right, so the question is, what exactly did Britain do to get these guys to let them go?
We won't know that for about 20 years.
Really? I mean, it's just really strange. Oh, yeah, we probably saw the plutonium or something on the side. Somebody, because it did.
Maybe some Altoids.
Because it just seems like, Iran had all these hostages, and then for no readily apparent reason, they were just sort of like, you could go.
And they brought them the tackiest suits.
Did I saw that? I saw a Drudge Report.
It looked like something the Mao Zedong would wear, like in
terrible,
the 1950s.
Like, you expected them, like, stretchy, like Hagar slacks.
Yeah.
Let's see. Dan, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, I just got out of biology class, and we were talking about Jamie Lee Curtis.
No, you weren't.
And yes, we were. She has an XY chromosome, which is the same as a male, and she has all the obvious physical assets of a woman, and she's a woman on the inside. However, her chromosomes show that she is a male.
See, how would you know what kind of chromosomes Jamie Lee Curtis has?
I don't know. Scientists figure that stuff out.
That's America right there. I don't know. It's technological, Rick.
But yeah, that's what we pay those guys for.
Okay, now I have to ask this. Where do you go to school?
Mount Hood Community College.
Oh, well, there you go.
You can pick in the ring yourself.
I think we've answered all the questions we need to answer about the veracity of your learning. Now, I want you to swear to God that this is true.
I swear to God this is true.
You swear at Mount Hood, first of all, what kind of biology class? Is this biology, you said?
Yes.
All right. Are you paying a lot for this class?
No, not much.
Okay, that's
it's
good.
Community college.
Thank you. Just using, like, Laffy Taffy wrappers or something.
13th grade.
pretty much.
Now, do you swear, are you a religious man, sir?
No, I'm not.
All right. Are you a comic book fan? Are you a sci-fi fan?
I am a fisherman.
You're a fisherman. All right, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, then. Do you swear on a brand new pair of hip waders?
Yes.
And a 43-inch sturgeon, which I believe is how long it has to be to keep it.
Yes.
Do you swear on that you were in biology class and they told you that Jamie Lee Curtis was a hermaphrodite?
She's not a hermaphrodite.
Well, you know what I mean, that she has male and female chromosomes.
Yeah, she has male chromosomes. She has an XY chromosome.
Seriously?
My teacher told me, according to her publicist, that is what it is.
Okay, are you sure this is a teacher? It's not just a guy who is sitting there?
I'm positive it was a teacher.
All right. I'm just going to say this. I would be skeptical of anything this teacher tells you in the future. If in the future the teacher advises you not to walk too far toward the horizon because you're going to plummet off the edge, I would not. It's just, you know, take all of this with a large grain of salt, sir.
Yes, that is true.
All right. Thank you, Dan. Right.
You're welcome.
All right, there you go. How weird that some guy was just talking about that at Mount Hood. Really, right? Look, I don't want to disparage the place we got Scotty from. I'm not. I mean, I don't like that. I want to disparage Mount Hood because Christian Bowie went there. Scotty J went there. But I mean, really, if really you need some prima facie evidence about what kind of teaching goes on at that place, that's all you need to know right there. That call tells you everything you need to know about the teachers at Scotty Tebbe. It's a good school. Well, of course you think that. You blew like a brand new car at that
place.
It was
like $20,000.
$20,000. Please don't say you blew a wad there. Here's Tim Riley.
Come on.
What? He's typing on the screen. I blew a wad there.
Is that what he said?
Of cash.
Well, whatever.
Here's Tim Riley.
Well, Newt Gingrich is apologizing to Latinos for what he calls a poor choice of words in a speech to the National Federation of Republican Women, who enjoyed every moment of it. The controversy came when the former speaker said bilingual education should be replaced by immersion in English. So, quote, people learn the common language of the country and not the language of living in a ghetto, unquote. So he made an apology in English and Spanish.
No fue mi intención ofender la comunidad latina. Y espero que acepten este comunicado.
Pussy. All right.
He went on to say,
no fue mi intención ofender a la comunidad latina. Y espero que acepten este comunicado.
Oh, it's over.
He continued.
No fue mi intención ofender a la comunidad latina. Y espero que acepten este comunicado.
What is he even saying? Sarah, what's he saying?
All right, do it again.
Again?
Yeah.
No fue mi intención ofender a la comunidad latina.
To offend your community.
Y espero que acepten este comunicado.
He got in trouble for you. Oh, you're not
done. No, I don't know what I'm
saying. I don't know what he's saying. I'm sorry, I guess.
My mom's screaming at me right now.
He got in trouble for using the word ghetto.
We should replace bilingual education with immersion in English so people learn the common language of the country and so they learn the language of prosperity, not the language of living in a ghetto.
He has clearly learned the language of the ghetto.
No fue mi intención ofender a la comunidad latina. Y espero que acepten este comunicado.
All right. Well, he didn't mean to attack the Spanish language.
My word choice was poor, but my point was simply this. In the United States, it is important to speak the English language well in order to advance and have success. This is an expression of support for Latinos, not an attack on their language.
Of course, who could have found anything else? What we're saying, they all live in ghettos. All Latinos live in ghettos, says Newt Gingrich. Because the thing is that's why that guy will not be president, by the way. And who is possibly on the pipe enough that they think that guy is ever going to be elected to anything ever again?
He's getting high marks in the polls in New Hampshire, believe it or not.
You know who, the Republicans, the real core, the base, they love him in New Hampshire?
Yeah, he was.
But that's all it's a big liberal enclave up there.
Well, the southern part of the state is, it's kind of taking over.
Yeah. Well, it's...
Once you get outside the city, they have their own trout tails and whatnot.
It's like here, actually. Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, he's a really smart guy. He's a really smart guy, a pretty smooth political operative. But you see, you see right there why he's never going to be president. Because like so many of those guys, he can't resist just tagging it with something hideous. Because he had, I think, if we're going to speak honestly, I think he had everybody in agreement up until the end when he just painted the entire Latino community as saying that they all live in hovels somewhere. So, all right, well, there you go. Let's see. Rick, the teachers at Mount Hood are just yo-yo sitting in front of the class. We all know this. No, it's true. It's 503-733-2970. This is Joe. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hi.
Yeah, listen, she's no he-she. She was in the fog, too, young and pretty. Also with Adrian Barbeau, who, well, back then had, great cans.
And does Adrian Barbeau get nude in the fog?
No, she does not.
That's too bad.
But she climbs to the top of the pinnacle screaming as... and ghost sailors try to attack her.
Excellent.
All right, thanks.
All right, thank you. That's it. And I'm out. All right. Lee, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hi.
Hey, Rick. Hey. Pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you.
About Jamie Lee, years ago she was like the spokesperson for VoiceStream before it became T-Mobile.
Right, that's true.
I was explaining to my sister why it was that, I was using VoiceStream. I said, hey, if it's good enough for Aphrodite, it's good enough for me. And she's giving me this look, like, this really suspicious look. She's like, how did you know? And she's a doctor, by the way, I didn't bring that up. But she mentions that she is friends with Jamie Lee's doctor, and normally, and then there's a whole story that goes back to giving her constant hormones and whatnot.
Yeah, but see... this is one of those things that can't possibly, how would anybody, first of all, I don't think any reputable doctor would reveal that.
Well,
I'm not saying your sister's a liar, I'm just saying it seems like this story, I just mentioned, we had that guy saying, my teacher told me that she has a...
yeah, I know, I realize that this is secondhand, my sister is telling me this, but the whole suspicious look that she gave me, oh my God, how did you know?
You've found out. Well, I will admit, it's not like it would take a real Sherlock Holmes. She does look very manly in certain... and she has big hands. That's the other thing about Jamie Lee Curtis. She has huge hands. So, huge cans, huge hands. The Jamie Lee Curtis story.
Yep.
All right, excellent. All right, thank you, Lee.
Thanks, Rick.
All right, there you go. That's Lee. So as I was thinking, the very definition of an urban legend, though. I'm not trying to knock that guy. But the very definition of an urban love, urban folklore, is that, you know, it's like a, it is what Jan Harold Brunvard would call an FOAF, a friend of a friend. That's the whole urban legend thing. I know a guy who knows a guy who ran into somebody at 31 Flavors last night who said the Ferris is dead, or whatever. It's that whole thing where it just gets passed along. See, now I'm getting nothing but Jamie Lee Curtis's or hermaphrodite calls. Let's do one more. This is Jasmine?
Yeah.
Hi.
The only thing I learned in biology at Clackamas Community College was that Jamie Lee Curtis was a man.
Now you're just screwing with me.
No, I swear to God, because I heard him say Malheur Community College, and I was like, no way.
It's going to be the same teacher that is just going
around to different community colleges and teaching that as part of her curriculum.
He wasn't able to cut it at Clackamas, so he had to go to Mount Hood.
Something, I don't know. It was crazy, though, because I did. It's because her XY chromosomes makes her be a man. That's why she can't have kids either. She's sterile.
What kind of teachers do we have in this state?
I don't know.
Honestly,
I didn't learn anything in biology but that. So
how great that that's what nobody remembers anything in this state except that Jamie Lee Curtis might have a penis. All right.
Everybody that went to college, anyways.
Seriously. All right. Thank you, Jasmine.
All right.
All right, there you go. That's Jasmine.
She may have been the Belle Victorian.
Really? I don't understand. What are people... People are paying for this education in this state. That's at least two people at two different colleges in this state.
Both community colleges.
Who have paid to receive education, which apparently all came off of FARC.com. So, you know, feel good about that. Scotty, I don't... Why would you... Can Jamie have sex? Why would you ask me that? No, it's impossible, Scotty. She can't.
You're going to have to enroll in that class at Clackamas Community College to learn that.
That's what
go back.
They do
go
have,
find out, Scotty.
I think they have continuing ed.
That's their undergrad program. Their postgraduate degree will talk about Jamie Lee Curtis's sex life. Let's see. Steve, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hi there.
Hey, Rick. How's it going?
What's
hey,
up?
I can translate exactly what that Spanish was.
Oh, do we have it, Tim? Do we have the nude sound, or do we throw that into a
no
can?
No fue mi intención ofender a la comunidad latina. Y espero que acepten este comunicado.
What did he say there?
He said, I'm sorry I offended you, the Hispanic, the Latin community. He hopes that they accept his apology through his communications now. It's kind of that broken white boy Spanish.
Yeah, totally. I don't think that's going to happen either. So.
Like in the community college type
Spanish. Yeah, seriously. Also, Jamie Lee Curtis es el hermano. Es hermano. All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Fantastic.
Hermano would be a hand. It was
no. I just want to see if he'd
that's
say
how
it.
Much of my ghetto language lessons.
I said hermano. Isn't hermano man?
I said el mano.
El mano.
Hermano is brother.
Oh.
Don't you remember that from Arrested Development?
Hermano, eh? I've made a terrible mistake.
Michael.
Darren, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hey, Rick.
Hi.
Jamie Lee Curtis had breast reduction a few years ago.
Is that true?
For that, yeah.
Ah, that's a sad thing. Really, there ought to, you know, we...
Is Jamie Lee Curtis the new Chuck Norris?
That's a great phrase. What do you mean?
Well, you know, it's like Chuck Norris can, you know...
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
With the whole thing around the internet. Hold on, I'm writing that down. Jamie Lee Curtis, you heard it here first, is the new Chuck Norris. She had breast reduction. Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, and one other thing, the atomic wedgie.
Mm-hmm.
I have three small boys, so I know this thing. You pull on the back of the underwear on the tighty whities, and the elastic waistband rips loose, and you pull that up over there.
Ah, so it's not the full underwear, it's just the band.
Right, exactly.
All right, excellent. That makes a lot of sense. Okay, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
All right, Rick, Jimmy Lee Curtis has kids, says this guy. All right, I'm going to... Here's Tim Riley.
Well, Northwest universities and colleges have been rated. Washington State University came in 112th. In the ratings.
Out of how many?
Probably 100.
Oh, we nice.
Well, we know. Wait a minute. No, we're not done yet. University of Oregon came in 120th. So Washington State University, the Wazoos, as they call them.
Yeah, Wazoo.
Top the Ducks.
But I mean, how many really? This is they're ranking all the schools for what? For like how? For educating?
For smart.
Oh, smartness.
Out of 124.
Out of 124. Wazoo is what?
112, and University of Oregon is 120. Then for top liberal arts colleges, they go 104 deep. Lewis and Clark came in 79. Willamette, 65. Reed, 53. And something called Puget Sound, 82.
All right. Is Evergreen on there?
Doesn't say.
All right.
So there you go. Well, too bad. 112. Only the best for Ron Carter.
I didn't do very good on my SATs.
You didn't do very good?
Exactly. I hate my life.
Me no speak pretty on SAT test.
Shut up.
Me sit in back of bus.
No fue mi intención ofender a la comunidad latina. Y espero que acepten este comunicado.
Fantastic. Your mom's listening. Hi there, Ms. Dillon. It's 503-733-2970. We should take a break here. We'll come back. More from Tim Riley around the corner. Later on, CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop. We'll also talk to Brian Blank. Top five coming up later on today. You stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Don't go anywhere. Show 503-733-2970 coming up later on. CNN radio correspondent James Roop from Los Angeles. Brian Blank. This whole thing about, I got this Oregonian thing about public toilets. Rick, here's another one. Hey, you'd like to know this. The PSU biology class also said this. Or I'm sorry, the biology department. Hey, Rick, I'm Julie, a student. Actually, it doesn't say this. Rick, I'm Julie, and student at PSU.
Oh, be nice. People make typos.
Clearly not a student in the English department, but that's okay. I am an Anne student at PSU. I was told that Jamie Lee is a hermaphrodite in my class as well. My class was titled Science of a Woman's Body. Hermaphrodites apparently tend to be taller with hourglass figures, thin and with larger breasts than their body type calls for. They don't have a penis, but just the chromosome difference. I think they can have kids, but I don't remember. I hated biology. That's Julie. So now we've got three different alleged colleges here in Oregon that apparently teach that Jamie Lee Curtis is a hermaphrodite as part of, like, the common curriculum. Let's see. This is David. You're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up, brother?
Yeah, I wanted to weigh in on this James Lee Curtis issue.
James Lee Curtis. Okay, that's funny.
Yeah, somebody called and said she has children. Well, obviously, when they have this, they decide whether the parents decide whether the child's going to be male or female.
Now, we're not saying that that happened to Jamie Lee Curtis.
Well, when they have the operation, they can no longer have children after that. So, if you notice, her children are adopted.
Oh, is that true? All right, I wish I had some of the plot thickens music.
And you know, if you look at her in True Lies, that last description you had from the BSU student.
Yeah.
True Lies, she looks like a bad Photoshop of a man's head on a woman's body.
She does kind of look like a drag queen. I mean, she's a big lady. She's a big woman. She's very tall. Very tall, very statuesque.
And technically the term is androgen insensitivity syndrome.
Yeah, right.
Many people think she has that. I don't know. I haven't heard anything about the publicist coming out on that, though.
No, that sounds like a little bit of made-up whatnot.
Yeah.
All right. Excellent. Thank you, David.
Okay.
All right. Fantastic. There you go. James Lee Curtis. Excellent. She does kind of have a sort of a drag queen thing going on. That there is that whole messed up thing, though, where the kid is born and they get the both sets and the parents have to, like, flip a coin and figure out, like, well, is it going to be David or Davidia? Lara used to have a friend where, this is kind of a horrible story, actually, so I'll tell it now. A friend of Lara's was born and had both sets of whatever, both sets of junk. And the doctor just comes to the parent. And, of course, you're a baby. You know, you're like a week old. You basically just look like a little nude Winston Churchill. He's like, so the doctor just came and was like, well, there's both bits of business there. Which should we go with? And the parents were just, well, I don't know. Heads, it's a penis. Tail, it's, and so they picked and just totally picked wrong. Totally picked the wrong one.
Oh.
And so you totally.
What did they pick, boy or girl?
They picked girl. And so you meet this, and she lives her life as a woman now, but you meet her now and it's like,
That's sad.
Hi, Cindy, how are you? I'm fine. She's like a huge, I shouldn't laugh, but it's just, it seems like a bad joke. You meet her, she's like, hi, Cindy, how's your day? My day is fantastic. And it's just like this clearly a guy with, like, sort of long hair and huge muscular, like, Popeye arms. And just the weirdest, nobody's fault, I guess. Just the parents just had a one in two chance, and they just picked incorrectly. So I think she's saving it for the, she's saving it for the Bunny Yeager operation, though. Let's see. Rick. Oh, this is stuff about Newt Gingrich. We'll get back to this. Here's Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth.
Parade of Progress, Dateline Los Angeles. Construction is underway on a power plant near the Port of Los Angeles that'll turn human waste into enough electricity to power 3,000 homes.
Fantastic.
It'll emit methane gas, which will be burned to generate electricity. That, according to Los Angeles Public Works Department. The process will also produce carbon dioxide, but up to 82,000 tons of greenhouse gas will remain trapped below the ground. Meanwhile, a California man suing the West Los Angeles VA Medical Center because they removed the wrong testicle during surgery. It was supposed to be the left one, but turned out to be the right one.
You know, and what really sucks about that is they still got to go back and take the other one.
Yeah.
So that's a whole lot of bad is what that is. That's what it's like, that thing that they joke about, which is not really a joke, but when you go to the hospital, if there's something you don't want cut off, label it. Get a Sharpie and write on it. Like, no.
No.
Do not to be removed. Please leave this attached. By the way, it is now 12:43. We're an hour and 43 minutes into the program. Nobody has really confirmed whether or not Mark St. John from KISS is alive or dead. Just so you know. And he's playing the home game there. About Adrienne Barbeau, Rick. She was nude in Swamp Thing. There's a completely gratuitous nude scene in Swamp Thing where she is bathing naked in the swamp. Good times. Let's see. What else do we have here? Rick. This email says, I will gladly take your place in going to dinner with the parents of Miss Dillon. Oh, this is from our friend Boba Fett. How do you think they'd feel having dinner with Boba Fett sitting there in full armor just staring at them? That's fantastic.
They would love that.
This is my boyfriend. And then it's just Chris just sitting there in his whole,
hello, I have come for Solo.
If he wouldn't talk at all, just sit there silently.
Just sitting there just
nod.
And just staring at them in his Boba Fett outfit. That'd be genius. Rick, please tell Sarah that she will want to stay away from the claim jumper in the classy Clackamas Town Center tonight.
I'm not going there.
Unless she wants to sit around for 2 hours outside waiting with the riffraff trying to dress like they live in Lake Oswego, she should look somewhere else. This is the second person to suggest Gustav's. I don't know what Gustav's
is. Where
is
Gustav's?
I don't know, but he's the second person to suggest it. Or Marrakesh on 23rd. Isn't that that place where you sit on the floor and they come by and somebody...
I don't do 23rd. That's just, especially like at night, that I couldn't find parking and I'd just be so frustrated.
We don't approve of things that are on 23rd.
You can park in the hospital parking garage. No one will notice.
Theoretically speaking.
Not like you'd do that.
Not like anybody would advocate that behavior.
Just get out of your car and limp.
In Marrakesh, the place where you have to sit on the ground on like some sort of grass mat and a guy comes by and cleans your hands for you? I can't get with that.
Oh,
I think
I've
that's
been
just a TV
there.
Commercial.
No, I've been there. It's
Cold
awful.
Floor.
Yeah, you sit on a hard pillow and then your fingers are all sticky.
But a guy comes by and cleans your hands for you. Isn't that the thing with Marrakesh? Am I wrong about that?
I don't know.
That's the place on 21st, right? Right near the Gypsy?
I think so. I think it's where you sit there on the ground on like some sort of straw mat or whatever. And then a guy comes by... And he says, you know, may I clean your sticky fingers or whatever. And
seems so primitive.
You hold up your hand. Well, they're savages. You hold up your hand. The people on 23rd. You hold up your hand and a guy comes by with a wet, warm towel and like cleans your hand for you.
Both of them?
I mean, it's sort of like for that,
just one.
For that hint of massage parlor. Anyway, it's 503-733-2970. Here's Tim Riley.
Meanwhile, students at Brigham Young University in Provo, Utah are protesting. They don't want to hear from Dick Cheney, who's supposed to speak at their graduation ceremony.
Regardless of the fact that he's Republican or Democrat, he is the vice president, but he's a vice president who does immoral, illegal, and unjust things.
What? Really?
Utah.
At Brigham Young?
Yes.
Well, that did... Well, if you lost Brigham Young, if you've lost BYU, you've lost America. And my friends, if Dick Cheney can't keep it together with the students at Brigham Young, what is that thing that happened in the Lyndon Johnson, in the LBJ administration, when Cronkite...
the Gulf of Tonkin?
...came out against the Vietnam War, and they said, we've lost Walter.
Yeah.
If the Bush administration has lost BYU, the jig is up. Get out now.
You see that picture of the president speaking from the podium and Dick Cheney hiding behind a hedge?
That's the creepiest photograph.
What? Yeah,
I was going to post that yesterday.
I think you should.
I haven't seen it.
Somebody,
it's creepy.
It's so creepy. Who sent this to me?
Do as you're told.
This is from someone named Summer. I set this email aside.
You got to post it.
Can I just tell you? Never mind.
No.
What?
No.
No, please. We want to.
Is it my friend Summer?
I don't know. Who's your friend Summer? What's her last name? Start with an E?
Yes.
Yeah, it's her.
Oh, You know Summer.
Summer,
I
don't.
She's a cute girl.
She my type?
Does your picture?
No. No, because as we've proven, you're 100% accurate. You even nailed that Ani DiFranco was my type in a weird way.
Mm-hmm.
And Ani DiFranco physically does not sort of seem like the woman that I would be attracted to, but I do find her kind of hot because she seems kind of crazy. I was going to note... Never mind.
You can't just keep saying
that. No one cares. It's going to be an observation I make. And normally there's a lot of things that no one cares about that I just subject people to anyway. But even this is just no one cares.
We might.
Do you really?
I think I might care.
We might all care.
I'm telling you now, I'm going to make this observation. I'm going to make this observation.
Where are the station that cares?
I'm not going to talk about it. I was just going to say that every time I meet a woman, which is not very often, with the name Summer, like this woman Summer, we'll just call her Summer E, who emailed me this Dick Cheney photo, which I will post. I was just going to say that do you guys do this where you meet somebody who has, not a strange name, but maybe an unusual name, a name that's not very common. But do you ever meet somebody who has the same name as someone that you knew a long time ago and it kind of weirds you out a little bit?
No.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I wasn't going to make this observation, because nobody cares. Because there was this hot girl named Summer who sat across from me in creative writing class when I was a sophomore in high school. And she was a total, she was, not that your friend Summer is this way, but she was a complete slut. She wore the...
Summer is not a slut.
That's what I'm saying. This is a girl I went to high school with.
At least not a complete one.
She wore a wife beater and a leather jacket and was just, like, unbelievably stacked and sat across from me in creative writing class when I was in the 10th grade. And so to this day, though, every time I meet somebody whose name is Summer, I immediately flash back to, and I'm suddenly back in creative writing class in 10th grade. And I wonder, and here's the thing. The problem, I'm stopping myself now, because no one cares about this girl that sat across from me in creative writing class like 40 years ago. She's probably dead by now anyway.
So she was a total slut.
Well, she's from Kennewick and she wore a wife beater. Of course she's dead. Dead or living in a trailer.
Like living in Russia.
Yeah. Anyway, so your friend Summer sent me this fantastic photograph, which I will post, of George W. Bush speaking in a press conference, and Dick Cheney, I swear to God, this is true, is off hiding in the shrubs looking at him. I can't believe you didn't see it.
No, I can't
I'll
believe
post
I didn't
it during
either.
The next,
classic picture.
I'll post it during the next break. Cheney lurk, I'll call it.
Mm-hmm.
Cheney lurk. This is lurky. I am posting this. I'll post it during the next break. It's the creepiest photograph. It's from Summer, who probably is not the slut who sat across from me in creative. Is she blonde?
She is.
Oh. Here's Tim Riley.
Four Louisiana fifth graders arrested on obscenity charges. The students were taken into custody following reports of having sex in the classroom.
Bam.
Two of the fifth graders were accused of having sex and two were accused of fondling.
Oh, they're fifth graders? Oh,
yeah.
I rescind the BAM. I'm going to take that BAM back to be sort of a,
damn. 12-year-old boy, a 13-year-old boy, and an 11-year-old girl have been charged and could face jail time.
In a juvenile situation in Louisiana, it'll be up to the judge. He could sentence them in juvenile detention up to the age of 21.
That there, Sheriff Bob Buckley. He says them youngins can't explain why they had sex in front of them classmates.
The sad part about it, at that age, sex really has not, I don't think, been fully explained to them. And it did happen, according to all our witnesses. There were about 17 total children in the classroom.
I don't even know where to begin with this story. What state was this in?
Louisiana.
Well, maybe you pinhead Yoko. Maybe that they didn't know what sex was because the Bush administration and a legion of blue-nosed prudes over the last 15 years have tried to strip away any actual sex education in this country and to eliminate anything that children might actually need to know from the curriculum, instead replacing it with something that says that we were brought here by a gigantic stork ridden by Jesus. So maybe that might explain a little bit of that there, Enos. For the resident, what is it? They're fifth graders and they were getting it on in front of the class?
That's correct, yes.
I'm not saying that this is an appropriate behavior. It clearly is not.
But it's just a southern state.
I'm just saying, why did this never happen when I was in class? All I had was this slut who sat across from me, who never had sex with anybody in front of me. Let's see, I am posting this photograph of Dick Cheney, which is unbelievably creepy.
And I found a picture of Summer.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Is this creepy that you and I have this constant ongoing dialogue wherein you try to discern what kind of girls I find attractive?
Well, you'd like Summer because she's super intelligent and interested in politics.
Hmm.
And looks like that.
Now, see, I'm
you
not...
You gotta look.
Okay, I'm not looking at the screen quite yet. I'm just saying, to the casual observer, this might look like something else. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, no.
What was that?
Like what?
This, I'm saying to the casual observer, this obsession of yours with identifying girls that I might find attractive might look like a manifestation of something. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
All right.
That's her.
Do I need to spell it out?
I really don't know what you're talking about, but look at her.
Oh, hello. Who's that guy she's sitting with?
That's her boyfriend.
Oh, we can kill him. That's fantastic. Does she dress like that a lot?
Sometimes.
That's excellent. All right. Summer's my new best friend. She's going to replace that girl from America's Next Top Model, whatever the hell her name was. All right. Fantastic. It's 503-733-2970. Somebody's all awkward and silent.
Yeah, I don't know what... Yeah.
Everybody knows that. Everybody else out there knows what I'm talking about. Everybody in the audience knows what I was talking about right now. That's all I'm saying. Here's Tim Riley.
Is this a fight club for girls? A middle school fight in Orlando, Florida between two girls is under investigation. The fight broke out between two girls, and the substitute teacher is reportedly heard in class saying, "Let them fight."
Fantastic.
The mother of one of the girls in the fight, Sharon, is outraged that the teacher did nothing.
He was a main spectator during the fight. Actually, his comments from where the kids, he says, "Damn, let them fight."
If they're fighting, they're having sex.
Well, I mean, if you know. You gotta make your own fun sometimes. Okay, I can't wait for the break. I'm posting this photo on our phone. Let's see. I'm captioning it right now. Susan, it's exciting. Get to hear behind the curtain. From our friend Summer comes a photo that explains it all. All right, let me upload the, add the photograph to said blog right now. Where, do we know what press conference it was? This from this week?
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. Well, where did I put this photograph? Cheney Lurk. Is it Cheney or Cheney?
Cheney.
Cheney.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cheney Lurk. And has it been loaded? Let's see. Done. And fantastic. And let's see.
Everybody take a look.
Paste. Give me like 10 seconds before you do that, though.
One.
No, stop. Publish. All right. Fantastic. It's 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. There you go.
That's Photoshop.
I don't think it's Photoshop.
Yes, it is. He's too clear in the background. No. He should be a little fuzzier.
He should be hiding.
No, his suit's darker than Bush's, and he's further away. That just, it doesn't...
It could be a different tailor. It could be a high-resolution photograph. That's all I'm saying. I mean, why would somebody... If they were going to fake this photograph...
Creepy.
If they were going to fake it, though, they'd make it like... If they were going to fake the photograph, it would look more over the top than this is my point. They would have him hiding behind a tree. You know what I mean? Like, if it was going to be fake, it would be him peeking out from behind a light post. This doesn't look over the top enough to be fake. And I know that we're just doing that thing again where we're describing something on the air. But it's theater of the mind, you bastards. So it's George W. Bush speaking in the Rose Garden. He is, and it's a profile shot. And then off in the background, you know, because it's an over the, it's a profile shot of Bush. And in the background is just sort of a forest, you know, that sort of lawn area. And Dick Cheney is just really lurking in the shrubs, staring at George W. Bush while he speaks.
Remember what I told you.
That's exactly what it is. That's totally what it is. He's there to make sure that the talking points get recited exactly. That's totally what that's about. All right, 503-733-2970. Darian, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hi.
Hey, Rick.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, go to Target, and they have big bags of chocolate chips there, like $1.79.
See, I gotta go.
I'm going there today. I'll buy you some.
Will you? Because I got a stockpile, because they're going to get rid of that, and then I'm going to be a sad panda. So
I tore through that bag. First bag I ever had, I spun through in about 15 minutes.
It's fantastic. The thing is, I will go a couple days, a week maybe, without having that chocolate Chex Mix. But if I weaken and I have a handful of it, suddenly it's all over. It's like I'm Christopher falling off the wagon on The Sopranos. It's like suddenly I just go on a binge, and I will just eat bag after bag of it. It's unholy.
Yeah, my hands turn very dark after eating them. So
yeah, it's... Yeah, and your teeth turn really dark, and then your ass turns really fat. All right, thank you. There you go. All right, here we go. It is on MSNBC Countdown. The video camera caught it. It is 100% real. MSNBC had this photograph the other day. It is from a press conference that MSNBC was covering. Let's see. Oh, and here's another email from Summer, my new best friend. She says, I got that picture off of Geek Check. I got it off of Will Wheaton's blog. I have talked to other people that have seen it elsewhere. If it's photoshopped, I have no idea when it was done. That's all Summer. No, apparently it's from MSNBC.
Okay.
It's the, I mean, it's the greatest photograph. It really is wonderful. Here's Tim Riley. Told you.
A two-time American Idol contestant, Gina Glockson, had her dreams dashed last night when she was given the boot from the Fox television program.
Fantastic.
The whole situation is bittersweet.
It was tough, but I mean, I had to think in the back of my head, this is the last time that I'm going to have 30 million people plus watching me at one time, and I have to go out with...
And so my final words will be... If I could just say one thing to my family... I regret nothing. That's genius. All right. Well done. I don't even know if that was Tim doing it. I don't want to know.
Gina said her future is as a rock and roller.
I really not. Want to make an album, and I want to make a rock album and have everyone buy it and love it. And you can tell she's...
Who is that at the end?
It's going to be Ryan Seacrest.
That has to be.
That guy at the end who can't even keep it together. All right. Well done.
Sure you do.
Since it's my only opportunity to... let's see. It's 503-733-2970. We're so behind. We got a break here. We'll come back to Brian Blank, who's got a little bit of Oregon news on that health, or the pet food scare. And we'll have more of Tim Riley at the Ministry of Truth around the corner. Later on, Jim Roop will get these calls. Let's see. We've got a question for Sarah about something. We've got some more restaurant suggestions. We've got this. Rick, please now to be posting a picture of Summer. Please, please, please. Thanks a lot. All right. Well, we'll take it under advisement, sir. You go to rickemerson.com, though. You can see this photograph we're talking about where Jeannie is peering at George W. Bush, which completely...
Forget what I told you.
That's totally what it is, too. All right. Monkey boy, get it right. Don't make me take you out back and hose you again. It's, I mean, it's creepy, but at the same time, completely and totally unsurprising. All right, that's 503-733-2970. If you're on hold, hang tight. We'll get to you around the corner. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970, Solid State Radio.